With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I was telling you last night, I was emceeing an event for a great foundation. It's called FACE. They help raise money to help pets get surgery for owners who can't afford it, who are disadvantaged.
I love it.
Dogs with cancer, other maladies, to extend their lives so they don't have to euthanize them. And I was coming right out of that dinner last night, and I saw a tweet from our next guest, Jim Trotter, who tweeted about his beautiful, beautiful dog, and said, "For those who've asked, the news is good. Thanks for your prayers and well wishes. Our girl is healthy. #benign. So I know how that feels as a dog owner.
Oh, I know.
And Jim, we're very happy for you, and we're happy to have you on here on Ben and Woods this morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
So all good news there.
Yeah, no, it was, you get a little worried last week. They had a growth that was removed, did a biopsy, but, the results came back in our favor, so obviously we're pretty happy about that.
That's fantastic news, Jim. I'm sure you've woken up, flipped on your phone, flipped on the computer, whatever, and saw all of the... I mean, everybody's talking about it this morning. The Chargers to London. We spent a good solid hour and a half on it probably today, and we're having fun with it, obviously, because, well, it's funny at the end of the day. It's funny.
No, I don't think it's funny. I think it's sad.
Yes. Funny, sad.
I know what you're saying. But, if you're even considering it or open to the idea, it means what you're saying is that it hasn't worked in Los Angeles. And I think anyone who's been watching is obvious to the fact that it has not worked. And having been up there Sunday, I got a good look at it up close. And... it's just sad for me. I mean, I really don't have another word when I think about what the team meant to the community here. And and I understand the business is business. And the Spanos made a business decision based on the fact that they couldn't get something done here. And based on the fact, I think, that the NFL forced his hand by what it did when it gave them a year to get a deal done in San Diego. Otherwise, the option was there for them to go or the Raiders to go. And if they didn't go, the Raiders were going to go, which means at that point, as a business person, you have absolutely no leverage in trying to get a deal done here. So I get all of that. But at the end of the day, I see a fan base here that loved that team. And there was a special bond. And it's just sad. I keep coming back to that word. And when I talk to the players up there, I really feel for them because no. Players should not have to play 16 road games. And the fact that they are and the fact that they acknowledge it, even starting to acknowledge it publicly now and basically say it's us against the world, it's a tough way to be.
Yeah, as I've said before, it was a good deal for Spanos to move into that new stadium. Kind of a bad deal for the players, the coaches, the fan bases, even the city of Los Angeles and San Diego, of course. A lot of losers in that deal and only one real winner. On the field, there was a winner, though.
But Ben, I would question that and say, did he really win?
Yeah, well,
has he really won?
Fair enough.
I don't think there has been a winner in this thing. To be honest with you, I think it's been a lose for everybody, for the league, for Spanos, for San Diego. Los Angeles has shown right now it does not want that team, and so I don't think there's a winner in this whole thing at this point.
That's why you said it's sad to begin with. I agree with that. Jim Trotter with the NFL Network with us. But on the field, honestly, by far their best performance of the season, you were there. I mean, not a team that has been known for really taking it physically to their opponents, yet they manhandled the Green Bay Packers. Was there something different? Did they turn a corner in that game? Could this be a team that still makes noise in the second half of the season?
Well, one thing I've learned with the Chargers is to never assume. So to say if they turn the corner, I can't say that. I think these next couple of games will tell a lot, particularly Thursday night, a division game, prime time in Oakland, after a big win over the Packers. So I think we'll learn a lot in that one. But look, this is a team that we all know has a lot of talent, and it was banged up early in the year, and I think some of the strain of that started to show in terms of the philosophical difference that Anthony Lynn and Ken Whisenhunt had in terms of how to run the offense came to the forefront. And really those had been there from year one when Anthony came in and retained Ken. So I think losing just sort of exacerbated it and brought it to the forefront. But this is a talented club. It's getting healthy. Could it make noise in the second half? Absolutely it could. But is it a team that I trust? No. You know, maybe I've been around it too long, but I just think that it's sad when Phillip Rivers says publicly, you know, maybe everybody has to be against us and give us no chance for us to play the way we need to play. Good teams, that's not how they operate. They operate by treating each week as its own individual game and getting up each week for that opponent, bringing their best each week, and the Chargers simply haven't done that.
We're talking to the great Jim Trotter from the NFL Network here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, Jim, you were talking about trust, you know, a team that you could put your trust in. Obviously, it's not the Chargers. Who do you trust right now when you look across the landscape of the NFL and you say, man, that team's got it. They're firing on all cylinders, and I believe in those guys. They're competent to make a run.
Well, I think, one, I trust New Orleans. I look at it the last couple of years, and if not for freak situations, 2 years in a row, who knows how far I would have gone in the playoffs. So I trust them. They get back Drew Brees. Their defense has been lights out since Brees went down and returned. You know, Sean Payton's one of the best coaches in the league, one of the best play callers. And if you have to go through New Orleans in the playoff, that's a tough place to win if the officials are doing their job. Secondly, I trust the 49ers right now. You know, one thing in talking to Kyle Shanahan, the question he had was how would they deal with success? You know, and the one thing he likes about this club is that each week it has shown up. And when I talked to Dee Ford about it, he said, look, I don't know if we're getting other teams' best shot each week, but I know they're getting ours. So I trust that team. The other team I trust is, you know, obviously the Patriots. You know, they had a clunker Sunday night. But that's okay. They have one of those every year, it seems. But they show up every year in the playoffs, and they're right there. So if you're asking me to pick three teams right now that I trust, it would be those three.
I was wondering if you were going to bring up the 49ers. Even at 8-0, there are some people who don't think they're trustworthy.
Maybe Ben.
Based on their schedule, who they've played so far. I mean, they've handled everything that's been put in front of
Jim,
them.
Jim, every week, every Monday, he comes in and goes, I don't know. I'm still not buying it yet.
Chip's a Bay Area guy. I mean, there's reason to be skeptical of the 49ers after the last, 25 years or so. It's been a while since we've seen this team. But how good for it is for football.
Don't say 25 years. Come on, Ben.
Is it not that long?
It was only 10 years ago they were in the Super Bowl, right? Or roughly a decade ago.
Oh, that's true. So. Colin Kaepernick's the short Colin Kaepernick era of San Francisco 49ers football. But since they've moved to that new stadium, I mean, how good is this for the NFL to have the 49ers be good again?
Well, as a Bay Area native and someone who was born in San Francisco, I think it's great to have them good again. You know, I can understand some of your reservation, the fact that you know, they're coming off a 4-12 season, a 6-10 season before that. You can say they hadn't played anyone, but, you know, I'm one of those guys who says, look, teams don't make the schedule. The NFL does. You can only play who's in front of you. The thing I like about them right now is obviously defensively they're very good. They can pressure you with that front four. They have a deep rotation up front. But Jimmy Garoppolo had been the one guy that I had been questioning this year. He had not played well, let's be honest about it. And to see him come out in the last game and to perform as he did, if he is going to perform like that with that defense and their special teams, they're going to be a problem in the playoffs. And the one thing I know about the NFL is that when teams that have been bad and acquire talent and build talent and suddenly get good that first year and build momentum, they're a tough club to deal with. And that includes the 49ers back, as I said, a decade ago when Jim Harbaugh came in and they had been so bad for so many years and they had been stockpiling talent and the right coach came in and he got them turned around and they were, you know, during that 3-4 year period, one of the best teams in the NFL. So I think this team is – I think it's legit, and I think if Jimmy is playing well, they're going to be a problem. And the one thing that stands out in my mind is what Kyle Shanahan said to me before the season even started. And I asked him, which do you prefer, a top five defense or a top five offense? And he said a top five defense. He said, because I believe that I'm capable enough with the talent we have that I'll be able to, you know, scheme up enough plays and put guys in position to be successful offensively if our defense can hold it down. And that's what's happening right now.
Let's go from the top, Jim, undefeated, to the bottom of the barrel. And we saw the Miami Dolphins get their first win of the season, came at the expense of the Jets. And Adam Gase, who has not had an impressive debut as head coach there. The Bengals are still winless. The Redskins are, you know, still a one-win team. Is this truly a tank for Tua situation in your mind? Are teams not really caring so much when they know that, like in baseball, we see, you know, let's just lose 100 games and build for the future through the draft? Are you seeing that going on, or is this just simply a few more bad teams than usual in the NFL this year?
No, I, you know, truthfully, Ben, I think it's offensive when people talk about clubs tanking. You know, look, having been around this league, having talked to some of the people involved, these teams aren't tanking right now. I mean, the Dolphins, yes, they got rid of a lot of players, have made a lot of changes because clearly they know they're in rebuild mode, and it's not about this year, it's about the future. But to say that they're not trying to win, no, I can't say that at all. And the other thing is, there are teams, there's not a consensus that Tua is the number one pick. There are other quarterbacks in this draft that some teams like, you know, at this point, without going through the entire draft process, that like as much, if not more. So, you know, there, in my sense, you may get, if a team takes Tua number one, you may get a better quarterback at number two or number three, depending on what you do. So, no, I don't think teams are tanking. I just think there are a lot of bad teams in the NFL right now.
Well, I agree with you, Jim. There's no player, no coach who would ever go out and lose games on purpose. No one's being told, hey, fumble the football. Hey, let's throw an incompletion here. Tanking is done subtly. It's done in the front office. It's done by holding injured players out a couple of extra weeks to make sure they're healthy and, you know, not getting guys back quite as quickly as possible. So when I say tanking, I don't ever want to...
When you say that, though, isn't that the way it's supposed to be, that you hold a guy out until he's healthy?
That's not how it works, Jim.
Isn't that how it's supposed to be? I mean, that's not how it's supposed to be.
That is not how it works, Jim. You know that as well as I do. You mentioned the Raiders, big game on Thursday night against the Chargers in the AFC West. The Raiders are sitting there at 4-4 here in John Gruden's second season. What do we make of where they are right now? You know, they're a season away from moving to Las Vegas. I think they're a team on the rise, but I still can't really make a full evaluation of the silver and black. What have you seen?
They are a team that's on the rise. They've got a lot of young talent, but they're not there yet. The thing that's impressed me this year is about them is watching Derek Carr in year two of John Gruden. When you talk about losing Antonio Brown at the start of the year, who was going to be a focal point of this offense without question, and then you have injuries along the way offensively, whether it's, you know, Tyrell Williams getting hurt and missing some games. You've got Trent Brown, the right tackle, who had been playing at an extremely high level for much of the year, being banged up and things right now. You lose Rodney Hudson. You know, it was one of the top centers in the game. I just think offensively they played really well, in Derek Carr in particular, under Gruden in year two. The issue I see for them in part is defensively they still are unable to consistently pressure the quarterback. And that's been a problem for them. It was a problem last year. They thought they were going to be able to scheme up pressure this year with some of the additions that they made, and that hasn't happened. So they're the kind of club that has the potential and the talent to be in every game, but do they have those one or two players who can get you over the hump at the end of the game? And more times than not, I would say they don't. But they are a dangerous team, and you do have to come ready to play them. And that's why I think Thursday night is going to be so much fun and so telling, is to see how the Chargers play in that game and how the Raiders play in that game, because neither of these clubs are out of the hunt for the division title. I know Patrick Mahomes is coming back, but you're always one injury away from you know, devastation in this league, particularly at the quarterback position. And yes, I know Andy Reid won with Matt Moore on Sunday, but having said that, I think it's still wide open at this point.
And we will have that game for you Thursday night here on 97.3 The Fan, LA Chargers, Oakland Raiders. Jim Trotter, NFL Network, as always, it's great catching up with you. Should be a good second half of the season. Thank you very much.
Fellas, I appreciate you having me.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Good stuff with Jim Trotter.
So good.
Glad his dog's doing well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.